fam?
We are doing good. And we got some comments already starting. I love Zach O'Man. We got what?
Zach
O'Man.
Hype, hype. The hype, you know hype. Me? He knows what's
yes. up, Port One. Port okay.
I don't know what the hell that even means. Probably stream. You know what's funny? We can actually see it on our own restream. These are supposed to be emojis that were supposed to be showing up. He's saying,
oh, that was number, number one. I was like, Port One. I was like, we Port One.
Like, what does that even mean? Hey, but we appreciate all the love right at the start of the show because, you know, we got to kick ass show for everybody. But before we even announce our guest, we always like to do this at the top of the show, whatever's popping up in the ether as we speak, as we're jumping on live right now. And I know one of the biggest things that everybody's kind of talking about this morning is more news with quarterback for the Broncos, Russell Wilson. Supposedly, you know, Russell had a tweet early this morning debunking some of the reports saying that he was actually calling for the firing of his ex-coach for the Seattle Seahawks, Pete Carroll. And, you know, it kind of seems like this is kind of a funny thing to me, Marissa, because there was mm-hmm. another story that popped up in our world that, you know, especially when we see about with the NFL, about yeah. how, you know, there's other people trying to take out our jobs. You know what I'm saying? Well, Spotify kind of wants to remove people like you and I, Marissa. Did you hear about any of this?
Remove us, as in like, replace us?
Yeah, because we like to think, you know, we're radio DJs. You know, mm-hmm. we like to show the people what's good. We always like to show them these young, up-and-coming artists. Well, Spotify's not necessarily doing that for you, but they've implemented a new AI-powered DJ. Did you see this, Marissa?
I did not see the AI-powered DJ. But, you know, I love all things AI, like I have to admit.
Well, what they're trying to do, Marissa, is they uh-huh. are, you can build your own custom playlist. And then when you build your own custom playlist, there's an AI voice that will speak to you as you transition into your next song.
Is it in Sean Connery's voice? Because I'm all down if it is.
Well, from the trailer that I've seen, it makes it seem like there's only a few selective voices that you can choose from. But the fact that AI power, like, is that something that you would do? I think that would be kind of annoying if I was at a party and there were like an AI voice comes on and it's like, hey, this was a banger that you were listening to in 2018.
Not if it's in Sean Connery's voice. I am sorry. His voice alone. The man is like ancient, right? I don't even care. His voice. His voice.
This is why we have the luxury of being able.
Well, we're amazing. You don't hear us on the radio. I'm sorry. You don't. I listen to the radio and you don't hear our voices. You don't hear our points of views. I mean, everything is just kind of recycled, same old, same old, or made for like a little, you know, older audience. Like we don't.
Exactly. And an AI powered DJ cannot interview kick-ass artists, especially from across the pond, which is our guest that's going to be joining us for Strike a Chord at the half hour mark. They're from South Wales. They are called The Now, and they got a future debut full-length album that they will be releasing in the future. So we're going to be talking about that and so much more. But I also want to let you guys know to check out my music podcast series, Off the Fret, More Music Talk, with the new episode coming from Nashville country star Amanda Cooksey as my 8th installment. You can find that on YouTube or wherever you listen to podcasts. All right, it is time to rock and roll. What's good, listeners? Joining us on Strike a Chord, currently on tour from the back room as we speak with Welsh Rockers, The Now. They are having a little bit of technical difficulties at this time, but they're such an incredible band. They bring the heavy distortions, a lot of great bangs. I think they're going to be blowing up the scope of the rock and roll scene in the year 2023. They have incredible backing in the mixing, engineering, and production room for their future debut LP, which is going to be dropping later this summer. They have been working with industry cats that have multi-Grammy award-winning productions. Ole Jacobs is partnered up with the band The Now to release their future LP. And if anybody that doesn't know who Ole Jacobs is, incredible soul, very cool cat. This guy has produced the album of the year, which is Harry Styles' most recent work. He's also worked with another band you might have heard of called the 1975. So how does a band from South Wales have the capability to get a Grammy Award-winning producer to master, mix, and engineer their debut full-length album? That is totally insane. That is something that we're going to be finding out right here on the Strike a Chord segment. But as we're working out some of the technical difficulties with the band, I want to let you guys know that a new episode with Nashville country star Amanda Cooksey is coming to Off the Fret, more music talk, on YouTube or wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you're joining the show live right now, you might as well hit the like and subscribe button so you never miss a live show. We're also on social media. Use the handle at Chris Collins Show for all the fun jazz that's happening in the world of the Chris Collins Show Millennial Talk Show. But I think, you know, as we start to figure out where the Motley Crue's at this time.
Let's play their first video.
I think that's a really, really good call. I know they got very excited about releasing this. This is actually the very first taste of music coming out for their future full-length album. Again, is their debut record. And this song is called The Devil Inside Me from their unannounced, unreleased title. You're going to hear it right now first on the Chris Collins Show, Millennial Talk Show.
Ah!
Yeah, that's what's good. That is The Now. They are from South Wales, and you can check out that single on all streaming outlets. That song is called The Devil Inside Me from their untitled future full-length debut LP, which is going to be dropping later this summer. The guys are trying to jump on as we speak, CCS family. We feel terrible for them. I know that Restream.io is giving them problems at this time. They are letting us know via email that they are sitting in the waiting room, but we can't currently see them inside the live stream, which is very, very odd. So just bear with us. I know these guys are beyond stoked to be talking about their new music, and they're doing everything that they can. They're actually currently on tour as we speak, CCS family. It's pretty remarkable. We don't usually get those kind of opportunities to be able to interview bands on the road. And, you know, we might as well, I was going to share this with the band, but we might as well do this now since we're still currently trying to work them into the live mix. But there was a great article this week out on loudwire.com talking about how rock and roll has gone a long way since the 1950s when the style of genre was just beginning to take over popular music. I mean, we had rock stars such as like Elvis Presley, mm-hmm. Buddy Holly, Fats Domino, that all did legendary interviews while on tour. And so with these guys currently in the back room dealing with the Wi-Fi, or I think they have great Wi-Fi. I have a feeling it's actually just Restream. That's given an issue. Trust me, Marissa's working behind the scenes trying to make it happen along with the rest of the CCS crew. But the reason why I'm bringing up the 1950s and radio interviews of the day is things haven't really changed that much. And actually, I want to show you guys a very fun clip of Elvis Presley being filmed having a chat from inside his hotel room in 1956. So let's go ahead and roll that clip, Marissa.
Your style of gyrating while you sing has been bitterly criticized, even by usually mild and gentle TV critics like Ben Gross. Now, do you bear any animosity towards these critics?
Well, not really. Those people have a job to do, and they do it.
And do you think you've learned anything from the criticism leveled at you?
No, I haven't.
You haven't, huh?
Because I don't feel that I'm doing anything wrong.
And the reason why I chose that clip out of mm-hmm. all the numerous montage from the Loudwire video clip, if you guys want to check it out, you guys are going to love it. Definitely spans out that whole history of some of the great legends that I've just currently listed before that video clip. And it seems like not a whole lot has changed with like controversy in rock and roll and in music in general. I mean, this clip is literally having a problem with Elvis Presley, kind of swinging his hips, dancing his way to hell while, we got UK artist Sam Smith, who's being labeled satanic for his performance at this year's Grammys, which is really funny because when I saw that and saw that, that a few outlets had a problem with it, I had another second opinion, which was really, oh, this is amazing. So I know the boys are starting to work into the mix.
Yay.
But I think what was really incredible about that clip is that, sex, drugs, and violence has always been around. And we might as well bring in the Motley Crue as we speak.
Oh, where'd they go? Come back here.
I almost
couldn't get in. You're like, come back.
Well, I guess the point that I was trying to get at is
there they are.
We'll give them some time. Yay! There we go, baby. All right, we'll bring the Motley Crue in. I appreciate you guys. Sorry about all the technical difficulties, but we do got the band from South Wales. They are The Now. And boys, we were just showing to the CCS family a very awesome clip of Elvis Presley in the 1950s doing an interview at the time with this kind of controversial dance that he had. People really thought that, Elvis, you're kind of dancing your way into hell, while you also got UK artists like Sam Smith today being labeled as satanic, for dancing with devil horns at the Grammys this year. So you guys actually have a track that we played before you guys came on just now, which is The Devil Inside Me.
Fabulous.
And what's that all about? I mean, are you guys trying to embrace that sex, drugs, and rock and roll? I mean, what's going on?
Yeah, of course we're trying to embrace that sex, drugs, rock and roll, isn't it?
Well, how's it like right now on tour with that?
Well, apart from the dodgy Wi-Fi, everything apart has been fantastic.
I'm glad it was dodgy Wi-Fi in Rishon, because I was literally like, oh, they're probably partying. I was like, I know those UKs. They got a pint of beer.
Well, you know, it's about 6:30 p.m. you guys' time.
On, and we were dancing around in the satanic ritual, drinking alcohol.
Ah, so now we know. So there's no.
Hopefully you were wearing a thong, okay? Because you have to wear a thong to get into hell.
According to co-host Marissa Pitts, that's exactly what you guys have to do. That I would prefer to kind of stay in the moment. You still got a lot of you got a lot of things going your guys' way, but I know that the Now doesn't want to be regarded as, quote, just a band. It's a movement for the alternative crowd of today. So what is the movement?
I just think it's just trying to gather sort of as many people in as possible. Obviously, there's quite a big alternative crowd, I think. Maybe don't feel as safe coming to gigs, but, you know, we've done quite a few gigs with this poster up on the wall saying, you know, if you don't feel safe, you know, feel free to speak to the bar staff, you know, if you dress a certain way. But it is all about inclusivity with us. We want to drag everything together, figuratively put our arms around the crowd. Like they're part of our gang. So we're not just a band, we're a movement. So dress however you want.
See, I didn't know that's actually a problem in the United Kingdom and Wales. Like, I didn't know that's such a thing.
People get, like, judged for what they're wearing clothing-wise. Like,
especially if it's a bit alternative. I mean, if you're not into sort of football and rugby and going to the pub, which we like going to the pub, but if you're sort of not in the mainstream sort of sect of society, you get sort of not of a bad name, but maybe not, you don't feel as safe and included as you do, you know. So we are just trying to bridge those barriers.
So I guess that's what you guys are trying to assume, you know, just let the devil inside me just come out. If that's how people view me, that's fine, but the party keeps on rocking. And I know you guys just recently released that new single, which I think is an incredible track. It's going to be coming on your guys' upcoming debut full-length album produced by Ole Jacobs, who has mixed and engineered with multi-Grammy artists such as Harry Styles in the 1975. So how does a collaboration like this happen? I mean, especially for your debut LP.
So basically, Ollie liked to take his top off as well and dance around, and that's something. Only joking. That's not really.
No, I want to see that. So yes, please, tops off, naked, dancing. This is all for me.
X-rated part of the album. That'll be on that. That sort of extended play version. So.
And I'll buy two copies then.
Oh, I love it. And does anything stand out differently from the recording process with Ole Jacobs compared to your time working on your five-song EP?
Well, we worked on the EP as well with Ole.
Great. So did you guys approach the recording a little bit differently from your past work?
I think we took it a bit more serious. We kind of gathered the audience, know who we need to appeal to, and then built the music around that.
And were there any, like, unexpected challenges the Now had to overcome? Like, I know a lot of artists in rock and roll are like, fuck, man, I do not want to record with the metronome. But did you want to just, like, shred out? You know what I'm saying? Was there any of those kind of challenges with creating this full-length LP?
There were a few obstacles, you know, physical and mental obstacles, which we won't go into now because this is a family show. You know, we don't want to put any.
No, it's actually not a family show, not at all.
I went to it still.
Come on, baby.
Best behavior, but you're not swearing.
You can swear. You get naked.
Yeah, I was expecting the back room to be just like lavishing with just sexy gals and everything right about now. How's the party nugget started?
Come back in. No, I think the biggest obstacle for us was when we were recording the album was giving Ollie the sort of free reign to change tracks up. I mean, bands are quite tracks that their children, they try and sort of treat them. They want to sort of get, so, but with Ollie, he wanted to change everything up, and obviously we didn't really want to do that first, but then once we used sort of his ideas, and now we've heard the album, we're really glad we gave him the free rein to do what he wanted with the songs.
And do you feel like as a band that a debut full-length album can make or break your career?
I don't think so. I think the more material you've got out there, the more chance it's going to get picked up on.
And how many tracks have been recorded for your future full-length debut album?
10
tracks. And so I know you guys did a first tease with The Devil Inside Me, but like, what is like the themes or expectations that the CCS family and your new fans can expect from this record?
To be honest, it's each song has its own individual character. It's they like change, don't they?
Yeah.
They're all
it's
different.
A diverse album.
It's very diverse.
No song is the same. It caters to everyone, really.
Yeah.
Was that important for you guys as a band to not stick to one sound, but to really embrace, you know, the rock and roll mentality that, you know, all styles of music should be enhanced,
yeah,
the first record?
When we were recording the songs with Ollie, and when we recorded like the first two or three, he turned and says, "Look, boys, you can do the loud, you know, verse chorus. You can do that now. I mean, what's the point in recording 11 versions of, you know, of that when there's more to the band than just, you know, a quiet verse and a big chorus?" Yeah. So that's when you listen to the album, I think that there's a few curveballs in there. It took us a while. I remember me and Jay turned up to like listen to it. We were a bit like, "Oh, is this what we wanted to be?"
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I think you're getting exactly to my next question, which is really like, how do you guys deal with the flexibility of songwriting disagreement? Because I know you guys all seem like you guys are very upbeat gentlemen, and you guys all want to get your voices heard in the room. And so how do you guys deal with establishing your sound and style?
So basically, I write all the songs and they just follow. So
he doesn't write everything. No, we normally just have a massive Royal Rumble, have a good scrap, get it all into a system, and then we create number ones after number ones.
So whoever wins the scrap is the one who gets to write the song. I like it.
Yeah, there we go. I see what's going on here. But what, like, in the creative process, what seems to work best for the band? Is it like writing the lyrics first, or you guys usually like to produce the melodies? How does that work?
Yeah, it tends to fall out of the sky. So when we're in practice, Bromo, guitarist, I don't think he realizes what he does sometimes. He plays a riff, and then I'm like, "Whoa, let's keep that." And, well, you haven't been doing any riffs recently.
Oh, you're rubbish, Lee. He's rubbish, Lee.
Are you riffless? You're a riffless ripper?
You're a riffless ripper. You know what? You know, we're all for exclusivity in the mix. And we live in the now. So, you know, I think that's
touché,
a good thing.
We live in the now. Oh, touche, Chris. I'll give you that one. That was good.
But I know that, no pun intended, but we like to rewind this a little bit. We want to actually have some fun. We're going to actually be playing a track from your guys' EP called Rewind. So let's go ahead and play that track right now on the Chris College Show, Millennial Talk Show.
The tendency to do what you want with me. Don't let it slip your mind. I got you by my side. Gonna you running away. Gonna have you running away. Gonna have you running away. Yeah, I got to rewind. I'll take your seat now, baby. Sit back, let me show you how. Gotta make scream, gotta make scream. Gotta make scream. Gonna make scream. No, not so slow. Gonna take you back. Go ahead, let's go. Gonna have you, gonna have you running away. Gonna have you running away. Gonna have you running away. Yeah, you got to rewind. I'll take your seat now, baby. Sit back, let me show you how. Gotta make scream, gotta make scream. Gotta make scream.
That's what's good. That is the Now, and that is their track Rewind. And like, guys, I wish you guys could get like a behind the scenes look at like looking at these Welsh rockers jamming out to their own music video behind the scenes. Awesome. You guys look like you're having the best time in the back room. I'm so stoked for you guys. Much success moving forward with your guys' tour right now. And for all the future fans, they're going to be wanting to check out your full length debut LP. Where do they follow you on social media? And since they've already lasted this long into the interview, do you guys have like a timestamp on that release date? Like, talk to me. What's going on? Where are we going to hear this new music?
I don't know yet. April 17th is going to be the next single, which is Girl, You Got Me. Then it's going to be
okay, that's what's up. I think you guys got an incredible sound. I think you guys got something special. I know that we just unfortunately ran out of time on Strike a Chord, but I appreciate you guys jumping on. Have a great live show tonight. And man, when you guys make it across the pond and you come here into Los Angeles, oh my Lanta, I can't wait to party it up with you boys. Much success moving forward, fam. And yeah, man, but I want to let you guys know on the Chris Collins Show, stick around as we got more left here on this Millennial Talk Show. Hey, you know what's good is having a band like The Now join up into the mix. It's, you know, with all the technical difficulties and all the, you know, great interviews that we've had over the years with artists from across the pond, to know that, you know, rock and roll is thriving. It isn't dying anytime soon. That's a great sign. So definitely keep a lookout for The Now. But we, you know, we always like to end off the show on a positive note. But, you know, this week, produced a lot of funny viral content. And so Marissa and I, we wanted to have some fun. Start off your guys' Friday with a good laugh. So here's some clips that made me smile, and I want to share that with y'all.
What happened here? Oh!
And I know that there's probably a lot of LA cats right now that are like getting really excited about this this light hail or light snow, but don't go be doing what some of these cats have been doing right now. And the reason why I was kind of showing a lot of these like golfing clips is it's kind of you know, interesting to kind of follow the golf sport world right about now.
I know. How was your weekend? You went last Saturday. How was it for you?
Oh, it was a blast. I went to the PGA Genesis Invitational, got to see the GOAT right up close in person, Tiger Woods. You know, it's just such a great atmosphere. You know, I highly recommend bringing a group of people with you. I know me and my homie, Scotty Young, we went out to the Matter, but it's definitely a warm and embracing environment, and it was sold out, over 20,000 people, so that was really, really cool. And I guess the second that I'm going to be saying is the PGA and the LIV are kind of be going at it with the feud, because now the LIV tour, which is, you know, backed by the Saudi Arabia company, they got a lot of controversy, you know, with Phil Mickelson, Bryson DeChambeau. You know, those are just two names that I can think of on the top of my dome that decided to leave the PGA tour to go to this league, is now going to finally be producing content, which is actually playing the sport. They've actually started their own, like, three-player teams. I think there's a group of 16 to 20 of them. So we'll see if it holds up to the PGA. But I want to thank you guys, the CCS family, for tuning in every Friday at 10 a.m., because without you, this show would not be possible. And for the South Wales band, The Now, definitely keep a lookout for their new record and new single that's going to be dropping on April 15th. You heard that first right here on the Chris Collins Show, Millennial Talk Show. I also want to let you guys know that the eighth installment of Off the Fret, more music talk, featuring Nashville country star Amanda Cooksey, is coming to YouTube and wherever you listen to podcasts. So make sure you follow our social media handles at Chris Collins Show so you don't miss out on this new installment. And for all the future guests that are going to be joining the show, and if you like what you're listening to, go to thechriscollinsshow.com, become a member today, and get that free CCS t-shirt. For now, stay inside. It's too cold outside in Southern California. Watch a good film, and I'll see you next Friday, fam. Peace. What's good? It's Chris from the Chris Collins Show Millennial Talk Show, featuring alternative pop rock band Poe the Passenger, amassing over 1 million streams with their debut LP, Alenia, joins Off the Fret. More music talk. What's good, party people? Chris Collins Show presents Music Storm 2022, hosted by Chris Collins and Marissa Pitts, featuring Royals. There's got to be a better way. Hurricane Highway. Cannibal Kids. Amanda Cooksey. Astoria State. Kid Dad. Resounding. Sleep Cycles. Avenues. Freckles. Weather Worn. Just True. Sophia Marie. Music Storm 2022. Available wherever you listen to podcasts. Our brand new podcast, Off the Fret.
I love it. It's more time to chat.
Hello.
You would look so jazzy.
I love your outfit.
How far would you go to start playing live music again?
This slaps harder than my ex when she got her stimulus check. So, are you here to bring the sexual healing with your music? Oh, everything is everything, and I guarantee you're going to hear this song in the future. I love the flow, man. Politically charged album. So, if you get easily offended, this might not be the album for you. Brand new podcast, Off the Fret.
So excited.
Has Kim Kardashian accidentally sent you a coochie shot?
Do you want to stay there? It's completely your choice. Or you want to...
I feel you. And you know what? I love it. Off the Fret. More music talk. Peace. Yeah.